The most important pattern in AI research today is not a product launch. It's a structural indictment. Across five independent papers, the same conclusion surfaces without any of them citing each other. Post-training is where model behavior is actually determined, and current post-training methods are producing models whose alignment is fundamentally unstable and opaque, even to the people who built them. That finding lands on the same day Anthropic ships a new safety-differentiated product tier, and Google expands its multimodal footprint. The collision is not coincidental. Start with alignment fragility, because this is the most important story of the week. A new paper shows that one-shot GRPO, a single reinforcement learning update, is sufficient to catastrophically break alignment in frontier models. Not degrade, break. The same RL technique labs use to improve capabilities is now confirmed as the easiest available attack surface for adversaries, and the fragility is structural to the method, not incidental. A companion paper asks whether reasoning-optimized post-training preserves alignment and finds the answer is largely no. Extended reasoning chains correlate with reduced trustworthiness on safety-relevant tasks. CI-aware Bench evaluates whether frontier models are even aware when external agents try to override their control structure, and the results are not reassuring. Now place that against Anthropic's launch. Claude Fable 5 and Claude Mythos 5 share the same underlying model, but are differentiated by safeguard architecture, with Mythos marketed as the safety premium tier. That is a reasonable product distinction if, and only if, the safeguards survive downstream fine-tuning and adversarial RL probing. Today's research says they probably do not, and Anthropic has disclosed nothing technical to rebut that. A safety tier without a verifiable alignment half-life is a pricing decision, not a safety guarantee. Thread 2 is the benchmark paradox, and it deserves its own framing. The field is simultaneously constructing a flood of new evaluation infrastructure. T1 Bench for multi-scenario agents in real professional domains, Workflow Gym for long-horizon computer use tasks, Vista for interactive user simulation, a standardized office proficiency exam for frontier models, while a separate literature is actively proving that the benchmarks already in use are unreliable measurement instruments. The cause-effect chain here matters. Agents were deployed into real workflows before reliable long-horizon benchmarks existed, and the benchmark construction wave is now documenting capability gaps after the fact, rather than gating deployment before it. That inverts the standard safety logic entirely. The optimistic read, and it's worth naming, is that the critique literature is accelerating benchmark quality rather than just exposing futility. Some of the new benchmarks are explicitly designed to address the realism failures the critics identified. But the timeline is wrong. The audits are chasing the deployments. Thread 3 is post-training as the real competitive frontier. Pre-training architecture still matters. Google's GemAW 412B as an encoder-free unified multimodal model is a genuine architectural bet, and it signals that multimodality is being re-architected as a foundational layer rather than bolted on. Google's Gemini 3.5 Live Translate, streaming speech-to-speech across 70-plus languages, reinforces the same pattern. But the sharper competition is in post-training optimization. Trace introduces a unified rollout budget allocation framework for agentic RL that significantly improves training efficiency. A new analysis of SFT through target distribution design shows that the choice of what distribution to supervise against is itself a major underappreciated variable in final model behavior. And attention amnesia, where chain-of-thought fine-tuning in hybrid architectures breaks long-range recall, reveals that SFT recipes do not transfer cleanly across architectural choices, undermining the assumption that training methods are modular. The practical upshot: whoever develops the most reliable and efficient post-training stack, with the best understanding of when and how alignment degrades through that stack, wins the next phase of this race. What most people are missing today: the consensus read on Anthropic and Google's launches will be capability escalation with safety differentiation. Anthropic adding a Mythos premium tier, Google expanding multimodal reach. That framing is incomplete to the point of being misleading. If one-shot GRPO breaks alignment and reasoning post-training degrades trustworthiness, and SFT target distribution choices produce systematically different behavioral policies, then a product tier defined by different safeguards is only as meaningful as the lab's ability to verify those safeguards survive everything that happens to the model after the safety work is done. Adversarial fine-tuning, downstream deployment, agentic use. Today's research taken together says that verification capacity does not yet exist at any lab. The safety differentiation story Anthropic is selling is being empirically challenged in parallel by the research community. Those two stories are not being held in tension in mainstream coverage. They should be. Every deployed model should now be treated as having an unknown alignment half-life. Quick hits. Cohere releases North Mini Code, its first developer-targeted model, via Hugging Face. Gemma 4.12b is open-weight and encoder-free. Worth running locally if you work in multimodal pipelines. Frontier ASR systems still struggle meaningfully with code-switched bilingual speech, per a new benchmark. Rarizone LOK proposes hierarchical KV cache budget allocation for reasoning models, reducing inference cost without sacrificing output quality. PyPer is a new programmable distributed training system worth watching for large-scale practitioners. Predicting future reasoning model behaviors enables better real-time steering, a practical steerability result. And ABC Bench drops an agentic biosecurity capability benchmark that no one in mainstream coverage is talking about, but probably should be. The through line for the next 72 hours, watch whether any lab responds to the one-shot GRPO alignment fragility finding with a technical disclosure rather than a marketing statement. If none do, that silence is itself the data.